Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
At this time, I did tell you that we were going to chat to Robin Salko, a volunteer at the Chai FM helpline. Robin, are you on the line? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
A little better,
Simon,
very soft, but let's give it another go. Because we've got an important issue to discuss. So, Robin, yesterday after we finished our discussion, Achamor, one of our listeners, wrote in quite upset as he felt we had betrayed the confidentiality aspect of the conversations. He was upset with the interview. He said we shouldn't be talking again. And I thought we need to address that aspect of it, Robin.
Absolutely, Simon. I'm sorry. And I think to a certain extent, by not outright at the outset of the conversation, giving you a disclaimer and saying that the names, we didn't use names even yesterday, but the facts, the genders and elements of the stories have been changed up from the front so that the callers can not be identified. Maybe I was erroneous, and for that I do apologize and for any distress that I could have caused to the caller.
No, Robin, we're not Simon looking for apologies. We're looking to understand. So when we spoke about a 34-year-old pregnant woman, it was an amalgam, I take it, rather than a particular person.
An amalgam and a different, and the nature of the suicide was from another case. And so there, it was a combination of stories that I linked together just to create a picture of the kind of situations that we're facing daily.
Okay. Yeah, and whilst I do understand where Achamor was coming from in terms of the fact that, you know, he doesn't tune into radio to hear really sad, miserable stories, on the other hand, we can't ignore that these things are happening.
The things are happening, Simon, and we closed the weekend on 18 suicides. I've just had a tally now. So that is really, really hectic given the number of calls that we received. The majority were suicide related. But Simon, it's not only sad, and I'm going to cheer up Achamor and tell you that whilst we believe in transparency, it's actually a core value of the helpline, that we remain confidential at all times. Okay. And we will never ever breach this in any shape or form. Okay. So I hope I'm clarifying what I'm saying to you, because this is fundamental to our callers being able to trust us and to believe that we've created a safe space in which they can share their problem.
Okay.
So I hope
again,
the
because yeah, because technology wasn't playing wasn't doing what we wanted it to do this afternoon. Can you kind of flip it around? Can you talk about something positive that's come out of your recent interaction?
Yes, of course I can. I know I'm speaking to the faint-hearted on this show this afternoon, so I'm going to tell you much more heartwarming stories that will make you all have a good feel-good feel when you go home, okay?
Yes.
So there's some that I found that were actually quite amazing in terms of the work that our volunteers have done. It started at the sad story. We had a volunteer who called out from a little bit further north than Pretoria, and he needed not only food because he didn't have any, so we partnered up with Yard Oran and organized that. And our community went so far as to actually, his main concern was his pets, to provide some dog food for the pets. We then organized the volunteer, we put out, posted on JJ, Joburg Jewish Mommies, and we've got a list of volunteers who are offering to drive now weekly past Pretoria to deliver food for the man and for his pets. And the pets deserve the food, Simon, and I'll explain why. This man, unfortunately, has a disability and is not steady on his feet. He took a bad tumble, and as a result of it, he couldn't get up. And he, the only person lives alone, only person with only souls around him are his animals. Whistled for his dogs and used the dog to stand up and to limp back into his house with. So the pet really deserved the food that we arranged to be schlepped past Pretoria to nearly halfway to Limpopo to take care of his faithful friend. Another elderly
Robin, talk to me about demographic. Who's calling in? Are these Jewish callers predominantly? Are they from all sectors of society? Who is utilizing the line?
A general demographic right across all sectors of society, as well as Jewish callers. We started initially only with the Jewish callers coming in, but we've broadened our base, and we're getting calls right across the country from people of every age, every walk of life, every stage of life, and in every situation with every situation occurring. So when you log into the helpline, you never know what you're going to find on the other side, Simon. I think I'm going to train you up as a counselor, and then you'll get a feel of it. The next thing
that's
that
very good
is
that you think that I would be able to do that. I don't think I would last a minute. I want to end it because we're out of time. I just want you to remind us of the contact numbers for the Chai FM helpline, Robin.
Okay, I'll give you the number in a second. But one of the other things that was so lovely, we had an elderly fellow who felt so enamored with the counselor that helped him. He wanted to know if he could go on a shidduch with her. And another satisfied client from, yes, this is what you want. I know you want me to wear my laughing hat when I speak to you. Another satisfied student from Cape Town was giving the counselor, who he referred to as Gogo, virtual kisses.